Hello and welcome to your GCSE Buddhism Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play, because today we're going to cover everything you need to know about Buddhism for your religious studies exam. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your paper, this episode has got you covered. Buddhism is one of the world's great religions, with around 500 million followers globally. It began in ancient India, around the 5th century BCE, and it's built on the teachings of Siddhartha Gautama, who became known as the Buddha, meaning the awakened one. The exam loves this topic because it combines belief, practice, and ethics, and examiners want to see you making connections between all three. Let's start with the Buddha's life. Siddhartha Gautama was born around 563 BCE in Lumbini, in what is now Nepal. He was born into a royal family, married a princess called Yashodhara, and had a son named Rahula. But one day he left the palace and encountered the four sights: an old man, a sick man, a corpse, and finally a serene wandering ascetic. These showed him the reality of suffering and inspired him to seek the truth. After 6 years of asceticism, he sat beneath a Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya and achieved enlightenment, or Nibbana, at age 35. His first sermon was at the Deer Park in Sarnath. Now, the three marks of existence. Examiners love these, so learn all three. First, anicca, impermanence. Everything changes. Second, dukkha, suffering or unsatisfactoriness. Life is fundamentally dissatisfying when we don't understand its true nature. Third, anatta, not self. There is no fixed permanent self. In Theravada Buddhism, what we call the self is actually the five aggregates, or skandhas: form, feeling, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. Now, the Four Noble Truths. Think of the Buddha as a doctor, diagnosing and curing the human condition. First, dukkha, suffering exists. Second, samudaya, the origin of suffering is tanha, or craving. Third, nirodha, cessation of suffering is possible. This is Nibbana. Fourth, Magga. The path is the Noble Eightfold Path. The Eightfold Path is grouped into three categories: Panna, or wisdom, Sila, or ethical conduct, and Samadhi, or mental cultivation. A great memory hook. Very intelligent students always learn every major concept: for view, intention, speech, action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, concentration. Now, let's look at one of the most important distinctions in your exam: Theravada versus Mahayana Buddhism. Getting these confused is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, so let's nail this. Theravada, meaning the way of the elders, is the older tradition, dominant in Sri Lanka, Thailand, Myanmar, and Cambodia. It focuses on the Arhat ideal. The goal is personal liberation from suffering. An arhat is someone who has achieved Nibbana through their own effort. The scriptures are in Pali, and the Tipitaka, or Pali canon, is the authoritative text. Meditation practice focuses on vipassana, or insight meditation, and samatha, or calm abiding meditation, through mindfulness of breathing. Mahayana, meaning the great vehicle, developed later and is dominant in China, Japan, Korea, and Tibet. The key difference is the bodhisattva ideal. A bodhisattva is a being who delays their own final nirvana in order to help all sentient beings achieve liberation. This is motivated by karuna, compassion, and metta, loving kindness. Mahayana also teaches shunyata, or emptiness. All phenomena are empty of inherent existence. And Buddha nature, the potential for awakening, exists in all beings. Now, let's talk about worship and practice. Buddhists worship in temples, viharas, and gompas. A vihara is a monastery or place of practice in Theravada traditions, while a gompa is a Tibetan Buddhist monastery. Central to any Buddhist shrine is the Buddha Rupa, a statue of the Buddha, which serves as a focus for devotion and meditation. Puja, or devotional practice, involves offerings of flowers, incense, candles, water, and food, representing impermanence, purification, wisdom, clarity, and nourishment. Meditation is central to Buddhist practice. Samatha meditation, mindfulness of breathing, calms the mind and develops concentration. Vipassana meditation develops insight into the three marks of existence. In Zen Buddhism, Zazen, or seated meditation, is the core practice. In Tibetan Buddhism, visualization meditation involves imagining bodhisattvas or Buddhas to cultivate their qualities. Mantras are sacred sounds or phrases repeated during meditation, often using a mala, a string of 108 beads, to count repetitions. Regarding festivals, Wesak, also called Vesak or Buddha Day, is the most important Buddhist festival. It celebrates the Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and death, all said to have occurred on the same full moon day in May. Buddhists celebrate with lantern processions, meditation, acts of generosity, and visiting temples. Parinirvana Day, in February, marks the death of the Buddha and his final passing into Nirvana. It's a time for reflection on impermanence and the Buddha's teachings. On ethics, Kamma, or karma, is the law of moral causation. Intentional actions have consequences that affect future lives. Rebirth, or samsara, is the cycle of death and rebirth driven by craving and ignorance. The goal is to escape samsara by achieving nibbana. The five moral precepts guide ethical behaviour. No killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct, no lying, and no intoxicants. In Mahayana Buddhism, the six perfections, or paramitas, guide the bodhisattva path. Generosity, ethical conduct, patience, effort, meditation, and wisdom.
Right, now for the really important stuff. Exam tips and common mistakes. This is where marks are won and lost, so listen carefully. Common mistake number one, confusing Theravada and Mahayana. If a question asks about the Arhat ideal, that's Theravada. If it asks about the Bodhisattva ideal, that's Mahayana. Never mix these up. Examiners will not award marks if you attribute Mahayana concepts to Theravada or vice versa. Common mistake number two, describing the three marks of existence without explaining them. Don't just write the Pali terms. Explain what anicca, anatta, and dukkha actually mean and why they matter for Buddhist practice. Connect them to the Four Noble Truths. Common mistake number three, failing to link beliefs to practices. If you're writing about puja, explain why Buddhists do it. The offerings represent Buddhist values. Flowers represent impermanence. Incense represents the spread of the Dharma. Examiners reward candidates who show they understand the why behind the what. Common mistake number four, generalizing Buddhist views. Buddhism is not monolithic. When a question asks about Buddhist views, acknowledge that Theravada and Mahayana may differ. Use phrases like, from a Theravada perspective, or in Mahayana Buddhism. This shows sophisticated understanding and earns higher marks. Command word strategies. If a question says describe, give two developed features with supporting detail. If it says explain, give multiple reasons linked together using because and therefore. If it says to what extent do you agree, give a balanced argument with evidence on both sides, then reach a clear judgment. Always use Buddhist sources of wisdom. Quote from the Dhammapada, reference the Jataka tales, or cite the Buddha's first sermon at Sarnath. Now, quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Cover your notes and try to answer before I do. Ready? Question one. What are the three marks of existence? Anicca, anatta, and dukkha. Impermanence, not self, and suffering. Question two. What is the difference between an arhat and a bodhisattva? An arhat achieves personal nibbana in Theravada Buddhism. A bodhisattva delays nirvana to help all beings in Mahayana Buddhism. Question three. Name the three sections of the Eightfold Path. Pama, wisdom. Sila, ethical conduct. Samadhi, mental cultivation. Question four. What is tanha? Tanha is craving or thirst. It is the second noble truth's cause of suffering. Question 5. What is Wesak? Wesak is the most important Buddhist festival, celebrating the Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and death. Brilliant! Now for a quick summary. Buddhism is a rich, complex tradition built on the Buddha's enlightenment experience.
The core teachings, the three marks of existence, the four noble truths, and the eightfold path provide a complete framework for understanding suffering and achieving liberation. The two main traditions, Theravada and Mahayana, share these foundations, but differ in their ideals and practices. For your exam, always define key terms precisely, link beliefs to practices, acknowledge different perspectives, and use Buddhist sources of wisdom to support your arguments. You've got this. Good luck with your revision. And remember, every mark you earn brings you one step closer to your goal. Take care.